Hello, welcome to Jhana Grove. Thank you for coming and spending some time together. My theme for today, to help us all, is staying at home. One of the uplifting stories of last week was to see all the people of the UK come outside and clap the people on the front line at the hospitals across the UK. And the message that the frontline medical staff were giving to everybody was, please stay at home. We're at work, so you can stay at home. Now, the Buddha always tried to tell us that the best place of all that we could stay at home was inside ourselves. And inside ourselves, we can reach the highest level of peace, the highest level of bliss, the highest levels of happiness. So in my meditation with you today, I'd like to offer you a way to stay at home, very much inside yourselves, and take moments during the day when you need a break, when you want to center yourself, when you want to be calm again. And the techniques I want to mention as we go through the meditation hopefully will allow you to give yourself a lot of metta, a lot of karuna. Karuna is compassion. So in these difficult times, we can repulse the fears that we have by giving compassion and deep kindness to ourselves every moment of the day. You may find by doing meditations in little short bursts during the day, three or four times of say 10 minutes, can center you when things seem a bit wobbly, or you need just to be calm and peaceful, gentle and kind to yourself. So let's gradually, just slowly, close our eyes and begin the meditation. You may, if you are fairly tactile, have a prop, like this lovely teddy bear, to squeeze on tightly to, and have it as a manifestation of your inner self, the inner child that you want to nurture, the space inside yourself that you want to bring to peace and some deep joy. So in closing our eyes, I recommend first that we do a body sweep. And the body sweep is so that we can be grounded in the body and find a way to calm down first the physical features of this thing that we call an eye. And then we'll move to calming the mind down and making it very peaceful. For the body sweep, I recommend that you think that you have a light inside, a little probe. The probe can go into any muscle, down any vein. You can look into any part of your body, some that you can't reach with your hands. So in doing the body sweep, try with that torch, that little internal probe, look gently with kindness at the physical aspects of this presence. Perhaps start with the toes and the ankles. And just see if you can adjust the body to be comfort in whatever circumstances you have chosen to do this meditation. Meditations do not have to be in a monastic pose. If you're more comfortable lying down or just sitting on a settee, that's all good. This is about giving metta and karuna to yourself. So let's gently work up through the body, looking at the ankles and the calves. Seeing if there's any tension there, send it some meta. And the meta can be like a warm, loving, nurturing, internal touch where you want to release the tension. This is my meditation, you can say. I'm just going to be peaceful and gentle with myself. Slowly and at your own pace, move up to the knees and the quads and the hamstrings. And adjust slightly if there's something there that you just let go for this half an hour period. Take a look at the hips. Use that light probe just to have a look around. Do I need to adjust slightly? Perhaps that twinge in the back, perhaps I can move that a little bit and just say, let's be peaceful right now. And I move up to the chest, making sure I don't miss my back and the spine. I start to feel the body slowing down a bit. Stop making so many demands. I give the shoulders a bit of a wiggle. Smile at them. Just to try and relieve some of the tension that might be there. So that we can soon sit peacefully. Just for a short period of time, but an important period of time. And of course, a lot of the tension might be in the head or the neck. You might sense it around the mouth or the eyes. Just see if you can soothe them, nurture them. Just let the tension disappear like snowflakes, like little bubbles. And then internally with your probe, with your feeling mind, you might just want to stroke and caress your overthinking mind. The brain that's working overdrive recently. I'd suggest thanking the body for being here and taking this time. Before we go into the mind, let's think about taking all of that metta that we've built up. See if you can center it in the chest like a big ball and nurture it and make it grow inside. See if you can send the metta to all parts of your body, down to your toes, spiraling and dancing around your back. Bathing your mind in goodness and a really well-meaning spirit. Now let's turn to the mind. Even though we're at home, the request of a kind and benevolent government, we can still carry around really large shopping bags the shopping bag of the past and the shopping bag of the future. I've noticed in my meditations that before I go and concentrate and be with the mind, it's a really good idea to put those shopping bags down for the duration of this exercise. So perhaps do that with me now. Take the shopping bag in your left hand. Feel the weight of the past. But actually put it down beside you. Unravel those fingers. Perhaps in your mind's eye, just look down to the left that you've put it down, and you are going to release it. You are going to let it go for these 30 minutes. With that heavy shopping bag of the future, all the fantasies that may or may not happen, the future's uncertain. But we agree compassionately to put that down as we share this meditation together. So with your mind's eye, just feel the weight of the future. Put it down to one side. Unravel your fingers and let it go. So for the next 25 minutes or so, we're going to stay at home. Stay at home in the peace and gentleness and kindness that we can generate inside. Go back to that metta and try and circulate it again around your body. Let's say together a number of times, may I be peaceful. May I be gentle. May I be kind. May I be peaceful. May I be so, so gentle. May I be kind. Incline the mind to silence. If thoughts arise, you can catch the energy of when they arise. And just stop right there. The thought comes up and I let it go. Don't give it attention. Or if words come quickly, put big spaces between each word. May I be peaceful. May I be gentle. May I be kind. Let the silence and the stillness envelop you. There is nothing to do. Nowhere to go. Keep building that metta and karuna inside yourself. The best protection that you can give yourself in these present days. I'm nurturing my body and my mind. Staying safe and secure. Staying at home. the deepest parts of myself. May I be peaceful. May I be gentle. May I be kind. Keep that metta inside you warm and comforting. If you feel a twinge or something that's pulling at you, and just send metta to that part of your body. And then come back . Be peaceful. May I be gentle. May I be kind. Let's sit in silence with each other for a few minutes and luxuriate in this wonderful gift from the Buddha and all the teachers down through the generations. Let's be silent and peaceful for a little while. Hopefully you're feeling more peaceful now. And your breath may come up. Just a beautiful, subtle way. Boosting the metta. You can wrap metta around that breath. Make it enjoyable and gorgeous, soft, very peaceful. Stay at home with the peace and the silence. May I be peaceful. May I be gentle. May I be kind. In the last few minutes of the meditation, let's take some of that metta, that peace, that silence, and share it with the world. I offer metta and karuna to all the people that are keeping us safe. Our teachers, our governments, especially the men and women and volunteers on the front line, doing the utmost they can. To help people be peaceful. And loved. Try every moment of the day to send metta and karuna to your near and dear ones. I have two beautiful kids on the East Coast. I send them, my friends, my family. All the people of Australia. All the nurses and doctors around the world in many countries and many states. May you be peaceful. May you be gentle. May you be kind. Build up that metta and peacefulness. Send it out to everyone you touch this day. And in the days to come, the agitated person in the supermarket, the doctor who wants to help but is almost overloaded, the mother, the father, the partner, who wants the best for you. Try and put down those petty arguments and find innovative solutions. I offer you deep, deep metta and karuna, compassion. I wish the very best for you and your family and your dear ones. Please come home to yourself whenever you can to reset yourself and to know that the deepest happiness in life is inside. You can build it very, very powerfully. Be a beacon of light and hope for the world and share it wherever you go. Thank you for sharing this meditation together. May you travel well, and may goodness bathe the world and help us face these troubles together, peacefully and with wisdom.